Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing. This month's topic, lilies, was written by George and Becky Lohmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Lilies are magnificent plants that command attention wherever they are planted. They are equally at home in both formal and naturalistic settings, and most take readily to containers. With 8,000 or so varieties, lilies parade an endless range of colors, shapes, and heights. By carefully blending early, mid-season, and late varieties into your garden, you will enjoy their bewitching blooms and seductive scents from spring until frost. True lilies belong to the genus Lilium and grow from plump, scaly bulbs. Of the 9 divisions of classification, Asiatic and Oriental are the most popular with gardeners. Asiatic lilies are earliest to bloom and the easiest to grow. Hybrids come in pure white, pinks, vivid yellows, oranges, and reds. Heights are from 1 to 6 feet. Intense breeding has erased much of the Asiatic's fragrance, but in spite of their lack of perfume, they are a favorite with floral arrangers. Oriental hybrids bloom in mid to late summer, just when Asiatic lilies are beginning to fade. From tiny two-footers to towering 8-foot-tall giants, Orientals are always a striking choice. The shorter ones are great for patio beds or container gardens. Adored for their intoxicating fragrance that intensifies after dark, Oriental lilies produce masses of huge white, pink, red, or bicolor blooms. They make wonderful cut flowers that will fill even large rooms with their spicy scents. For dependable blooms, lilies need 6 to 8 hours of sunshine a day, yet they prosper in the presence of other low plants that protect their roots from drying out. In the fall, plant lilies 3 times as deep as the bulbs are high. The deep planting encourages the developing stem to send out roots to help stabilize the plant and perhaps eliminate the need for staking. Water trapped beneath the scales may rot the bulb, so a well-drained site is essential. The name lily can be misleading because lots of other plants use it besides true lilies. Daylilies and water lilies aren't lilies at all, and neither are lilies of the valley or lily turf. With so many other plants using the name lily, it's apparent that identity theft must have been around long before the use of computers and credit cards.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.